Okay, good morning everyone. Sorry for the slight delay in getting started. I have one point for you from the OHR today. The High Representative is in London, where he will meet with the UK's Foreign Secretary, Jack Straw. As you know, the UK currently holds the rotating presidency of the European Union. The presidency will play a key role in the start of Bosnia and Herzegovina's stabilisation and association negotiations. The High Representative will brief the Foreign Secretary on the progress that Bosnia and Herzegovina has made, which has enabled the European Commission to recommend to the European Union member states to open negotiations on a stabilisation and association agreement with Bosnia and Herzegovina. The High Representative will underline that Bosnia and Herzegovina has decisively embarked on the path that leads to Europe, and that there has been a decisive shift away from the country's post-war reality. In many ways, the hard technical work still lies ahead. Appointing effective leadership for the negotiations process is essential. This is a task for the domestic institutions. European integration is a question of such importance for Bosnia and Herzegovina that it should be treated as a project for the whole of Bosnia and Herzegovina. It should be above issues of party political entity or ethnic nature. Bosnia and Herzegovina's leaders will want to ensure that the state institutions which are to lead this process are made more functional. Bosnia and Herzegovina must ensure that as a state it puts the interests of its citizens first. This means reducing the cost of government, eliminating the duplication of services, and bringing civil service salaries into line with the country's capacity to pay. This is again for the BiH authorities themselves to decide upon, but a functional state is essential if Bosnia and Herzegovina is to make further progress on the European road. Thirdly, the High Representative will say that there is still much work for the leaders of Bosnia and Herzegovina to do. It is not enough simply to agree to reforms. These reforms must be legislated and implemented effectively if Bosnia and Herzegovina's citizens are to experience the real benefits of closer association with the European Union. The High Representative will emphasize that the EU has effective methods of ensuring that progress continues. Bosnia and Herzegovina will need to stick to the implementation timelines it has set itself on police reform. This means making the Directorate for Implementation of the Police Restructuring operational by the 31st of December. And likewise on PBS, the PBS service law must be adopted by the BiH House of Peoples. The High Representative will also point out that once the SAA process is underway, it will be possible to begin phasing out the use of the bomb powers and the OHR as a whole. Provided that the necessary progress is made by the October 2006 elections, there is a firm hope that the OHR will have been replaced by an EU-led mission and that the bomb powers will have been gotten rid of. We hope that we will have photographs from this meeting available to journalists this afternoon, and we will be distributing them on the usual email distribution list. That's all I have for you today. Thank you.
Dobar dan, danas u ocenima izjavu. Hvala.
Good morning from U4. I have two statements to make. In between the 25th and the 28th of October, elements of multinational task force Southeast in support of local law enforcement agencies will be conducting an operation called Padlock, aimed at countering a range of illegal activities through the establishment of several vehicle checkpoints. Some of these checkpoints may cause traffic delays on some of the main routes into Sarajevo over this period. UFOR regrets any inconvenience caused by these important operations. However, they do contribute to the maintenance of a safe and secure environment in Bosnia and Herzegovina. My second statement. The German Defence Minister stated in an interview that Germany wished to withdraw up to 300 troops from UFOR. UFOR wished to clarify that its mission in BiH is regularly reviewed. EU ministers will discuss UFOR at a meeting in November, and the contributions of the troop contributing nations, the TCNs, are discussed in partnership with all the other troop contributing nations. There are not expected to be significant short-term changes in EUFOR's mission nor its capabilities. However, if in the process of reviewing EUFOR's mandate a force reduction is considered possible, Germany does intend to request the withdrawal of some of its troops in agreement with its partners. Indeed, in the longer term, it has always been envisaged that EUFOR would reduce its commitment as the country's security and law enforcement institutions become more capable and responsible for maintaining stability and security. Even so, it must be borne in mind that troop reductions do not necessarily mean a reduction in capability, and observers should avoid jumping to that conclusion. Reviews may unearth that certain elements are unnecessary to achieve the mission, and may be cut without detracting from the overall capability of EUFOR. In fact, EUFOR is constantly changing its force structure to meet its challenges and to become a more efficient force. For instance, our intelligence capability has been enhanced over the last year, whilst troop reductions have been possible, making for a leaner and more effective overall capability. This has resulted in a better teeth-to-tail ratio, the same or improved capability with fewer soldiers. Thank you.
Okay, are there any questions?
Dobar dan, Ermin Bise, BH Televizija. Za gospodina iz Tomasa iz EUFOR-a jedno pitanje koje se odnosi na vojni poligon Barbara kod Glamoča. Prema nekim mojim informacijama, neki preliminarni rezultati testiranja koje radi Institut u Sarajevu potvrdili su određen stupanj radioaktivnosti tla i vode na području u selima u blizini vojnog poligona Barbara kod Glamoča. Možete li mi komentirati to, da li to znači u stvari da se na tom području gdje je osim EUFOR-a i Vojska Federacije izvodila vojne vježbe i uništavanje oružja, da li se koristile neke granate koje su mimo konvencije, odnosno radioaktivne?
Right. If I understand that correctly, you're asking whether there has been some radioactive activity in the vicinity of operations in Glamoč. Certainly, I can't comment on ongoing operations. However, the idea that radioactivity or radioactive materials would be used by EUFOR is definitely to be put aside. That it would not be the case. So, I wouldn't like to comment further on that. And I suspect that those reports may be misleading.
Is there anything further? Ako nema, onda hvala.